Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Johnson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Campbell scores. Pitlock moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clipp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards third. Clipp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Heath reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. One out. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Johnson moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Keltner. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Almada moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Hale reaches second base with a double. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Almada is hit by the pitch. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to second. 1 out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. 2 outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mills goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kress moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kress scores. Heath moves to second. It's 7-2, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Campbell scores. Pitlock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Heath moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second, and Trosky is out. There's the throw to third, and Averill is out. Double play. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Browns. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Fred Johnson. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Almada bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Cole now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Clift reaches second base with a double. Mills moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. Clift scores. It's 9-6, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Kress steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis pinch hits for Al Milner. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada moves to second. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to third. Cole moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Browns. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.